Yes, I've heard the news and seen some of the information that's going around. I think let me categorically say that that is not true. I've traveled on a scheduled trip. I do regular trips to South Africa and even beyond, and this was a scheduled trip that I had already on my books.
When do you think you are going to be back in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'll be back there pretty soon. I think you know, for me, those are personal details pertaining to my travel. But it won't be long till I'll be back.
There have also been reports in the media that you are probably a ZANU-PF agent. Can you clarify?
Again, I've heard and seen some of those going around. And it's unfortunate that when something happens in Zimbabwe that people don't understand, there are a few people that want to put a spin to it. Again, let me say this. I have nothing else to say in terms of disproving that. But I am neither an agent of ZANU-PF, neither am I an agent of the West, the UK or the Europe, and neither am I an agent of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe. I'm a citizen of Zimbabwe, and that is as simple as it is.
There have also been reports that you are probably heading here to the US. Is that true?
No, heading out there has always been part of my business. I'm not heading there right away. I'll be going back to Zimbabwe first before I make a trip out to the USA for a church business, which I regularly do. But heading out there in terms of asylum, as has been reported, is not true. That is not part of my plan. I have committed no crime in Zimbabwe. I am an upstanding citizen who abides by the law and has done everything according to the Constitution. So I have no reason at all to be skipping or to be running off to any other country.
There have been questions that have been asked about what you eventually want to see in Zimbabwe. Is it a new president, or you still want the same status quo but with the five demands that you have put forward?
I think the five demands we put across are a starting point to some of the changes that we want to see in Zimbabwe. Ultimately, the core of this flag is about seeing a better Zimbabwe. It's about citizens getting involved in building a better Zimbabwe. And I think for me, going ahead or looking ahead, Zimbabwe cannot look different if we continue with the same ideas and the same people. So effectively, what we are looking for as this flag going forward into the future and as the elections come is a chance for a new set of thinkers, a new set of leaders to take charge of our nation. It's a right that we have to be able to choose that new set of people to govern us, and we want a chance to do that.
There have also been questions raised about this flag being fronted by an individual without any structures on the ground.
This flag is different. This flag is housed within the hearts of Zimbabweans that love their country. And I think this is the unique factor or the winning factor of this flag. We are not trying to be a formal organization. We're not trying to be structured. We are relying on the fact that the citizens have a cry, or the citizens have a direction that they want to go. And we want to be able to house that energy within every Zimbabwean, not within one person, not within one structure, not within, a document of some sort.
But the question still remains that if the citizens of Zimbabwe are the structure, there is a vacuum. Like right now, people are saying the pastor has abandoned us. And if you had a deputy or a structure, people would be turning to that deputy or the structure. What do you say?
Again, this is where we start to fall short. Turning to a deputy or turning to a savior person or savior structure, and even in the case where people are saying pastor is the one that we are turning to, that itself is a mistake. Each person is the one that is responsible for this movement.